got you coming and going.
Do you guys get me going every morning on the way to work?
Every day on my way home.
VOX.
1460 WVOX. Picture yourself when you're getting.
Sitting opposite me, Lou Feliciano. Hey, Lou.
Hey, Steve.
Great to be with you again. Mayo and Feliciano
with you Mondays at 5:30 p.m. here at WVOX. Call in number 914-636-0110. We welcome your calls. We talk about everything under the sun, we like to say here. Sometimes, I guess, Lou, the headlines, the latest noises or burps from Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia force us to talk about national issues, but I think we both agree the existence of our community, the existence of a healthy public body of government and pleased and happy taxpayers and school children and their parents depends on two-way communication, two-way talk radio. So we're glad to be part of it. And we again pledge ourselves to local issues whenever possible. If we somehow run out of issues, we'll be glad to go to the latest follies over those four balloons or whatever they were.
Exactly.
Unidentified flying objects. The Canadian premier claims he shot down one of them. I'm not sure what the facts are. All I know is we have greater access to local facts here in New Rochelle than we do to anything happening over Alaska or South Carolina.
I agree. So, I totally agree.
I don't know what else we can, but things come up. By all means, though, call us, 914-636-0110. Lou and I were talking before the show about the flurry of news we hear about potential candidates for the next local elections, and that will be coming up in a Democrat primary. We're almost assured of it. We hear maybe for city council seats, and also, of course, most important, for the mayoral seat, because, as you know, the incumbent will be retiring. He will be done. He's going on to other fields, and I have a lot to talk about there, but it's not really relevant tonight. To me, Lou, what's important is, what does the lineup look like on the Democrat side? Is there a lineup on the conservative Republican side? Does it matter that we talk about it? Because it does seem, Lou, from calls to our show here and other shows, there's not a lot of discussion on the conservative side. You know there's a lot going on the Democrat side.
Well, I'd like to put something out there, Steve, if you don't mind. I want to hear from the callers today. I want you to how you feel about this one-party system in New Rochelle. Do you feel that you're happy, you're satisfied with one-party system? I'm not. I think diversity is a lot better if we have more choices. I want to hear from you, the callers, what you think about Republicans and conservatives and other parties having a say in a piece of the pie. I think that, you know, when you, like I say, when you become a one-party system, it's always stale. It's the same thing over and over again. Here's a time now that the mayor, who was a big fish in a little pond here in New Rochelle, I got to give him his due. He won every election. I got to give him his due. I disagree with a lot of his politics, everybody, but I got to give him his due. What do you feel now that a time when you don't have, that seat is up, that we should get somebody in that seat?
I didn't hear you. Okay, we'll get to it.
All right. You got a caller?
Yeah, but before we go to our able correspondent from Connecticut, I just want to say, weigh in, give us your thoughts. I think Lou poses the question perfectly. Do we have a two-party system? I think the answer there is quite obvious. Do you want a two-party system? Is there anything to be gained from a good conservative opposition? I've maintained for a few years that there's no Republican opposition in town to speak of, with a couple of exceptions. And to me, more important, because if conservatism, Lou, our way of thinking, traditional fiscal spending, sensible, smart approach to business and business regulation, it's got to have participants from both parties, Democrats and Republican. We know there are conservative Democrats out there, traditional. I know a lot of them. Where is this system going here in New Rochelle? Are we doomed to one party instead of two? This is the Lou Feliciano and Steve Mayo Show on WVOX 1460 AM, Mondays at 5:30. Call in 914-636-0110. Let's get to Bruce.
Well, I'm glad I'm on the line because you just nailed it. How do we have an effective opposition? What do we do to win? And I want to say we got to go back a half a century. And for some of the viewers, I want to tell them there's an author named Saul Alinsky. And Saul wrote this dramatic book about rules for radicals.
Absolutely.
And he had the most incredible ways to get things done by stirring the pot. And a lot of people think it's rules for radicals and that he was a socialist or a communist. But he was not. In today's standards, the guy was more conservative.
Absolutely.
He was so impressed with the 60s movement for peace and equality and the end of racism. And he refers to it in the book. And he is talking about strengthening Judeo-Christianity.
That's not widely appreciated, Bruce. I'm inspired by your quotation, and I'll look further into it.
Well, it's page 12 on the first edition paperback.
Page 12. I love it.
It's page 12 at the top.
I will look. I don't remember the page.
I read it.
But I'll tell you one thing. To his credit, Barack Obama, with his victory, and I was not a supporter, he cited a lot of Alinsky's cautions and rules. And obviously, there was more to the man than simply just taking political power. He had a real philosophy.
I think that Alinsky would roll in the grave knowing that they took his concepts and twisted them for the absolute reverse of what he wanted to do. He wanted to remove radicalism and its association with communism. He was trying to separate it from communism and use it as a tool. And it goes right back. They took it right back to the far left.
So you're saying that they took his writings, or at least the best of his writings, the most actionable writings, and made it as for a grab for power and not for his underlying values, or
right.
Something like that.
Right. No, you're right on the money. They're using
depressing.
It to manipulate us for power.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I want to make a quick prediction, all right?
Go ahead.
We're going into Haiti. We're going into Haiti because it is one of the richest per capita countries in the hemisphere for raw materials and wealth.
Haiti?
Haiti is not a poor country. Haiti is a very, very rich country. Could be the highest per capita minerals, oil, and gas wealth in the hemisphere.
Bruce, they split the island with the Dominican Republic.
Yes, they do.
It's one island, you
Hispaniola.
Know. Haiti is, Hispaniola.
But
they split the island with the Dominican Republic.
But it is you might say, a Disneyland of corruption, Bruce.
Exactly.
It's nothing,
it is.
Nothing ready
but
for
it's worse
change.
Than that. They have no leadership. Jamaica is saying they're willing to invade. The Bahamas are willing to send troops. It's not been approached by our government as to what's going on. If this was a legit thing, the president should be talking to us about it, going to the United Nations and saying, let's save these people. And they're not, and that's spooky.
Well, isn't that interesting, though, because we talk about the indivisibility or the inviolability of Taiwan, a good ally, and they deserve our sympathy. But how far are we willing to go around the world when we've got legitimate cases of democracy and, our constitutional values at stake in this hemisphere? It's a good point, Bruce.
Well, my understanding is Haiti has no government whatsoever, and it's running by gangs and not even drug gangs. But they discovered so flippin' much oil a long time ago, and it comes out that the oil companies are setting it aside for reserve. You know, like you put some money in the sock drawer, or you bury some cash in the basement for another day. And they have a spectacular amount of oil and gas and gold, and it's not coming out.
Well, look, United States is his worst enemy here. I'll tell you the reason why, Bruce. We could drill for... You got Venezuela drilling 60 miles off the coast of America and drilling for oil because we didn't want to do that because the atmosphere, they said, global warming.
Yep.
We got tons of oil in Alaska, but they, after the Exxon Valdez Exxon thing, everybody's saying catastrophe. They don't want to do it. Montana, Canada, they have tons of oil up there too, or whatever. We should have been doing this years ago, drilling for our own oil, and we could have never depended on anybody, and our economy would have been a lot better today.
Like we did in the previous administration.
Exactly. Exactly. So. Our economy would be a lot better.
You hit a home run, Lou. And I was stunned. I started doing research.
Yes.
Haiti is one of the richest countries in the hemisphere, and no one is helping them get it.
Well, I don't remember. I was in Haiti. I was in the Dominican Republic a couple of times. And I remember it as a poor country.
Bruce, thanks for raising the issue. And also Guyana, too, a nominal ally of the U.S., largely friendly, great reserves. I'm not sure how they rank, but very, very huge for a small country. Thanks for the call, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Lou and Steve show here on WVX 1460 AM. Keep your dial where it is. We'll be right back.
Me up every morning and keeps me going all day.
Till night.
I listen all day.
You can count on us, WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX.
I'm Steve. Across from me is Lou. He's Feliciano. I'm Mayo. We're on Mondays at 5:30. Glad to be with you. Courtesy of WVOX, that great community radio station covering everything in the world, but focusing on local matters, which we have said before on the Steve and Lou show are our major concern, if not prime concern as we are with matters of budget, with matters of unidentified flying objects. Responsibility for shooting down or at least questioning same communication with allies and our foreign tormentors. But we're also interested in what the picture looks like here in New Rochelle, local elections, because as I've said many times, and I don't think Lou disagrees, the greatest impact on our lives here in this community, Lower Westchester, New Rochelle, nearby Bronx and local communities, is local spending, local government, school boards, fire districts, sheriff's departments, police departments, local schools, local city councils. Concern yourself with it. Work in an election. Run for office yourself, but just don't sit back in your easy chair and complain about how things are going if you haven't at least made an attempt. This is what I've seen, and I think we all have to learn good habits. Dear callers, we're filled with calls. Glad to hear that, but we ask you to strive to hold to one subject. Make that your first subject. Our next caller, please.
Is it me, Joanne Lurie?
Hey, Joanne, it's you. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, you guys.
Hi, Joanne.
You need 2 hours, 3 hours.
Okay.
So I'll skip over Haiti then. I was going to comment on what Bruce said, but I'll skip over. Let's see. Locally, I want to say that with Lou, I'm addressing what Lou said before, and I think he's absolutely right on the money with the one-party system that we have here, and it is disgusting. It's disgusting. It should never be like that. I don't know why it is. It shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't even be allowed. You know, so it's very disturbing because, I mean, look what's happening as a result. Okay, so Lorraine knows more about this.
Joanne, to your point, let me comment. Joanne, to your point, and I don't want to interrupt you much, but it's something called in our history loyal opposition. I'm not sure the origin of that. It's real. I think there should be a conservative loyal opposition. You don't have to attack personalities. You don't have to talk about issues on the other side of the country or the world. Talk about local issues. There are a lot of sides to it, and I would say that also to a lot of Democrats who are silent. And Lou and I talked about this before the show. There are a lot of Democrats who are afraid to criticize the status quo of their own party in the same way that a lot of conservatives are afraid to even get involved with Republican or conservative politics. So meager are the pickings for us here. We don't want to hurt anybody who has a chance. Well, we've all got to throw all loyalties to the side and care about the community at large. That, to me, is loyal opposition and loyal citizenship.
Which we don't have, and it's very sad. And it's, you see what it's doing here. Because you know what? If you get some New Rochelle isn't as bad as they say. If you can get some stores, some shopping in here, because we really have none. We have all restaurants, but what else do we have? Big buildings, big high-rise tower, you know, miniature New York City.
Infrastructure, too. Don't forget infrastructure.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, and I want to say, in as much as everyone wants to hate on Trump, okay, and I know how you and Lou feel about him too. But I got to tell you, as far as the oil, he knew we had so much. You know what? If anyone ever if they ever allowed him to be listened to and to do the things that he set out to do without all the opposition, you know what? We'd be, like we felt then, a lot safer. We'd be in much better shape. This is insanity, but we have to act now because we don't have a lot of time, guys. We really don't.
Joanne, you have no argument from me, but the fact is those of us in the metro New York area don't have a lot of leverage there. We can't make him not run or make him run. So that's a game that's really outside of our play.
I think he's already ahead. I hate to say. But anyway, okay, real quick, I want to comment on the balloons, and because you mentioned that, we could talk about that real quick. So guess what? All day long, they were saying that they were, in fact, and even yesterday, they were, in fact, spy things. So there is no doubt. I say, make no mistake about it. For sure it is.
You know what, China. Joanne? These balloons, we're gonna stay local, but since you mentioned, I got to say something about this. You know, in the last week, there's been three or four balloons that were shot down. But people don't realize that last year, they're building islands or 400 miles off the coast of China. This is all war strategy. That's how I see this. This is they're planning their attack. They're planning their strategy. They know exactly where every Air Force base is, Army base. Yep. They know where missile silos are. They know the traffic pattern around these places, what they're getting, the weather patterns around these places or whatever. So this is all technology. They're putting it up in their caps and their computers or whatever like that. So this is something that needs to be watched. And Biden has to wake up. You know, that B-24 that they gave him for his speech they made, the State of the Union they gave him, to wake him up. He needs to be taking that a little bit more.
We must acknowledge you're not an MD, and this is just a comment. It's not
medical. I know. It's very funny, and we know it's the truth. But anyway.
So, Joanne.
All right, you guys. I won't say the rest of it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thanks for your call and your comments.
Take care, guys.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
This is Stephen Liu here on Mondays at WVOX, 1460 AM, coming at you. And we're glad to talk next to Lorraine.
Hi.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing,
great.
Guys?
Great. You?
Unfortunately, we are stuck with a Democratic city. You always hear the Republicans say, well, you know, they vote for the guy, whether they're Republican or Democrat. That was our fault to begin with. And you never hear it from the Democrats.
Why is that our fault?
Because you never hear it from the Democrats. Not one Democrat would ever say they'd vote for a guy or a woman who is Republican who will do good
in
the
That's
city.
A good point. Lorraine, I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask you, or what? And you've clarified that.
Yes, and it's slipping, well, it's more than slipping into our school board. It's hard for a Republican to run for school board. They look at that, though it's not supposed to be, but that's what they look at. Now, what do we do about it? The thing we can do is insist, and I don't know if the Democrats would do it, to have not all Democrats on every single commissioned committee. They only pick their own. They would not even listen to anyone that's a Democrat.
Agreed.
Absolutely true.
See, I look at it this way, Lorraine, and I'm going to look at it through a union guy that I am, okay? And I'm going to look at it this way. We got to start to crawl before we can walk. And we have to start local and local school board elections. Uh-huh. Then your council seats, then your county seats, then your state senator seats or whatever. We have to build up a base from the floor up.
I'm glad you mentioned the state. Don't leave out the state.
Well, you have to build a base from the floor up. That's number one. Number two is you have to get this thing started. You have to get people together to make that initial thing out there. Like I said, I started the show off with that. Let's hear from the people. We could get together a community together or whatever. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied of with the one-party system? We need to get people together who want to start a Republican Party here. Not that they say, oh, nobody can win in New Rochelle or whatever like that. That's the same outlook everybody has, so you sweep it under the rug.
I agree with you, but it's very hard. It's not easy. It's very hard to break into the communities, even if it's a Democratic community. I mean, it's hard to get into the Columbus area and speak to those people.
Oh, you know, I agree.
Well, let me add to that point. I think you two have burrowed into the issue. it's not just partisan races, Republican versus Democrat, conservative versus left. It's also school board races, library board races, as if anybody pays attention to that, and we should. Races, even PTA memberships, PTA constitution of local PTAs in, say, the Trinity PTA, Award PTA, those are thoroughly dominated by party politics. If you don't believe that, go to some meetings of PTAs. The partisanship in this community, much as everybody likes to say nonpartisanship is holy, is deep and strong, and a lot of people aren't working against it, even though they say they do.
But the thing is, at Trinity PTA, we don't talk about politics.
See, I don't know if the guy wants to run or not, but where is the Republican base of the city asking an Albert Tarantino, would you like to run for office? Would you like to run for mayor?
Why doesn't he volunteer? Why doesn't he speak up?
People going up to him and asking this way, he can make a decision himself or whatever.
Yeah, right.
I think there's no base here.
Giving up the game.
I always say this all the time. The Republicans eat their own. We're Democrats.
Nobody's eating anybody's own, though, Lou. Why doesn't Albert call the show, Lorraine, Lou, and say, I want to run. Will you unite behind me?
Maybe he's still, feeling it out.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Tell him to hurry up.
If he does run, I'm going to be very selfish. Someone has to be in back of him to run for city council in my district.
I'm in agreement with you, too, Lorraine.
And it's not necessarily a Republican that's going to run.
Yes, right. I agree with you.
So what do we do? What do you do?
Well, the first thing you do, Lorraine, as a nominal Republican, the first thing you do is eject the present New Rochelle GOP leadership. Right?
What are we talking about? Why doesn't the county help us?
Let's start with the local New Rochelle. That's our first need. And the county, yes, it should be changed. He's had more than enough chances.
I mean, really, it's just not right. Don't they see what's happening? I mean, enough people have called and complained.
Fair point. Lorraine?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call. As always.
Tell Sean I said hello.
This is the Steve and Lou Show here on WVOX.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Mondays at 5:30, WVOX. We'll be right back.